This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates two hospitals in Ilam and Jhapa, says government places top priority on development of health sector. Speaker Devraj Ghimire calls on political parties to align policies and leadership with people's needs. Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal urges government to initiate diplomatic efforts with China to facilitate Mansarovar pilgrimage after border bridge collapse in Raswa Gadi. And Israeli forces kill 110 Palestinians in Gaza, including 34 aid seekers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday inaugurated a newly constructed hospital in my municipality of Ilam. The 15-bed hospital was built at a cost of 100.7 million rupees. The two-story hospital is constructed in an area of 10.5 ropanis of land. The chief of the health division of my municipality, Puskar Kattil, informed that a 24-hour service has been arranged in the hospital. Addressing the inauguration ceremony, Prime Minister Oli called on people to be involved in the development works, adding that no one should create obstacles for the same. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated Bhagiratha Neupane Buddha Shanti Hospital, constructed at Buddha Shanti Rural Municipality 3 in Jhapa District yesterday itself. The 10-bed hospital was constructed at a cost of 65 million rupees. The hospital was built in the land donated by the children of the first woman Pradhan Pancha of Nepal, Bhagiratha Neupane, in her memory. Addressing the inaugural ceremony, Prime Minister Oli said the government has placed high priority on the development of health sector so that no one would be deprived of health treatment. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday presented land ownership certificates to 200 families of the landless Dalit squatters and unorganized settlers in Kankai municipality. At a program organized by the Land Problem Resolution Commission District Committee yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the incumbent government was focused on resolving the problems of the people by maintaining political stability in the country. He informed that the land bill will be endorsed soon for resolving all the problems related to the land. Speaker Devraj Ghimire has called on political parties to move forward effectively by shaping policies and choosing leadership in line with the wishes and needs of the people. Releasing the book Political Parties of Powerful Nations, a comparative study written by Som Prasad Mishra in Bhaktapur yesterday, Speaker Ghimire said that political parties are the backbone of a republic. Emphasizing that parties should play a decisive role in strengthening the parliament, Speaker Ghimire stressed that political parties should be equally active in building a foundation to win the trust of people. He said that in a parliamentary system, political parties should be serious about making the executive, judiciary and legislature effective by keeping the space for policy formulation open. The Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal TAN has called on the government to immediately initiate the diplomatic efforts with the Chinese government to create enabling environment for the pilgrims heading towards Mansarovar from checkpoints such as Tatopani, Korola and Hilsa in view of a border bridge collapse in Raswa Gadi. The pilgrims travelling to Kailas Mansarovar, a holy site in Tibet of China, are facing problems after the recent flash flood in the Lende stream swept away the Nepal-China Miteri Pul, a border bridge. The umbrella organization of trekking agencies in Nepal TAN issued a press statement yesterday and reminded the inconvenience being faced by the travelers heading towards Tibet area from Raswa Gadi. Furthermore, TAN President Sagar Pandey urged the government to ensure smooth visa for the tourists and pilgrims alike travelling to these shrines, reasoning the peak season for this pilgrimage is beginning soon. Likewise, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Nepal is urged to take diplomatic initiations with the Chinese Embassy in Nepal to accelerate and streamline visa process, making traveller friendly. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the country's economic growth has improved in the current fiscal year in comparison to the last year. Writing on his social networking sites, he claimed that there was an economic growth rate of 3.87% before the formation of the government under his leadership, which has now reached 4.61%. Noting that all 18 indicators of the economy were turning positive, he said the government was effortful for economic enhancement. Former Election Commissioner Ila Sharma has passed away due to a cardiac arrest. Also a former journalist, Sharma passed away during treatment yesterday evening at Norwich Hospital. According to the family sources, cremation will take place today. Sharma had worked with the Rising Nepal English Daily for a long time and is survived by two daughters. The 212th birth anniversary of the poet of Nepali literature Bhanubhakta Acharya is being celebrated today by organizing various programs in the country. Formerly known as Adikavi, Bhanubhakta Acharya unified Nepal through language, literature and culture. Born on 29 Ashad 1871 BS in the village of Chudi Ramgha in Tanahu, poet Bhanubhakta has done a great service to the Nepali people by presenting the life of King Ram of Ayodhya written in Sanskrit with an emotional translation in Nepali. An interaction and networking event was organized in New York, USA to showcase Nepal's travel destinations and promote the country as an attractive place to visit for American tourists. On the occasion, Consul General Dadhi Ram Bhandari highlighted the growing role of U.S. visitors in Nepal's tourism industry and underscored the potential of promoting and branding Nepal's unique natural and cultural potential to attract high-end visitors from the USA. The event was organized by the Consulate General in collaboration with Nepal Tourism Board and Pacific Asia Travel Association New York Chapter. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli forces have killed at least 110 Palestinians in attacks across Gaza on Saturday. The Al Jazeera has quoted the medical sources as saying among the killed, 34 people were waiting for food rations at the United States-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation GHF in southern Rafah. According to the reporter from Dayer El Bala in central Gaza, Israeli forces fired directly on Saturday at Palestinians in the Al Shakus area of Rafah in front of one of the GHF sites. The doctors in Gaza have confirmed that more than 800 Palestinians have been killed and 5,000 others wounded at GHF sites since the group began its operations in late May. Fuel to the engines of the Air India plane involved in a deadly crash was cut off moments after takeoff, a preliminary investigation report has found. According to the BBC, in recovered cockpit voice recordings, the report said one of the pilots can be heard asking, "Why did you cut off?" to which the other pilot replied, "He did not do so." The London-bound Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner crashed less than a minute after taking off on the 12th of June from Ahmedabad Airport in western India, killing 260 people. One British national miraculously survived the crash. The investigation led by India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is expected to produce a more detailed report in 12 months. The report said the cutoff caused both engines to lose thrust. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. Likewise, there are chances of light to moderate snowfall and rainfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates two hospitals in Ilam and Jhapa, says government places top priority on development of health sector. Speaker Devraj Khimire calls on political parties to align policies and leadership with people's needs. Tracking Agencies Association of Nepal urges government to initiate diplomatic efforts with China to facilitate Mansarovar pilgrimage after border bridge collapse in Raswagadi. And Israeli forces kill 110 Palestinians in Gaza, including 34 aid seekers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.